Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I am absolutely ridiculously excited to have my very, very good friend, Brian, on. How's it going, Brian?
Fantastic.
Yeah, so you brought a bunch of stuff, as people can kind of see right here.
Yeah,
but before we get into this goodness, and I'm really excited to have you come on, maybe you can tell the watchers and listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so Brian and I used to actually work at Xamarin with James. And I was there since pretty much day one. And about a year ago, after we got acquired by Microsoft, I went off on to start a new venture, which is Wilderness Labs.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make hardware development as fast and as easy as software development. So that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. Essentially bringing .NET to this little amazing little device, the NetDuino, to build C# IoT experiences.
That's right.
Get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So maybe tell everyone a little bit, like, what is, it might be brand new. So Wilderness Labs is a brand new company. It's your company. And then you guys have the NetDuino. So what is Wilderness Labs? What is it doing? And what is the NetDuino?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting with the NetDuino, NetDuino is a .NET micro framework powered programmable microcontroller. So what that means is that we have a little piece of hardware here, which is this guy. And you can use .NET to program it and to control all kinds of real world things. And the NetDuino is pretty fantastic because it controls not just digital I/O, but also has some analog input, which allows you to integrate with analog sensors, temperature, and you know, all kinds of, there's all kinds of sensors out there that you can integrate in the real world.
Got it. So the board, the NetDuino board is that, and then you essentially attach additional devices. So like if I want to attach like a light sensor, or want to attach like a spinning wheel or some motor or something like that, or a camera even, like essentially those plug in.
That's right. Yeah. So it's all kind of plug and play. And in fact, what we got today, we're gonna talk about, I'm controlling 110 electricity, so you know, household electricity, and we're controlling that through a relay, which I control via the NetDuino, and it's very easy. It's, you know, it's on off, and then we can make coffee.
Oh, I like that. So yeah, a lot of people, you would think, oh, we're gonna bring some IoT stuff, like maybe we'll just flash some lights. And Brian's like, no, James, I know you love coffee, so let's build an actually Wi-Fi enabled coffee machine, which is crazy.
That's right. And this is, yeah, like you said, it's Wi-Fi enabled. So I have a little, we have a little server running on the NetDuino.
Okay.
And we've got a Xamarin mobile app where we can hit the big button and start our coffee. You know, if we're sitting there in the bed at 6 a.m. and we're like, man, I really wish I had some coffee and I don't want to get out. It's cold, you know. Then we can hit the big button on the Xamarin app and away our coffee goes.
Very cool. Awesome. So can you maybe talk through a little bit, and we'll kind of zoom in here on this whole rig that you have set up here? Because you said there's not just a NetDuino, there's a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
So what's in this thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is all sort of, first of all, it's mounted on what I call the appliance control board.
Okay.
And this is a this is just a piece of plastic that I printed. I 3D printed for my printer. And you can, if you want to build this at home, by the way, you can go to our 3D printing repo, which we'll add a link to the video later. You can download this design and you can print this out, and there's a link to all the components that you,
cool.
If you want to build this yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's very simple. What we have is we have a NetDuino. We have a prototyping breadboard, and so this is in case we want to do more complex things, if we want to add sensors or other circuits and, you know, do some feedback control, etc. Like say I wanted to control this, I wanted to take the temperature of the coffee and just make my coffee perfect temperature.
Oh yeah, nice.
Then
yeah.
I can hook my sensor into, you know, I can poke my sensor into here, and then I have an easy way to access it and wire it up. So that's just there for further expansion.
So the NetDuino, I see some inputs and outputs essentially connecting the NetDuino over to the breadboard, and that's the communication bridge.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we have over here is our relay, and a relay is...
Yeah, what is that for?
It's a very simple. A relay is an electromechanical switch. It's actually magnetic. And
okay.
So it isolates the circuits here, because the NetDuino is a 3.3 low voltage piece of electronic
equipment.
You just
plug it in like you're charging your iPhone at night, right? Very low voltage.
That's right. It's very low voltage. And then I'm controlling what we call household mains electricity, which is, in our case, in America, it's 110. In Europe, it would be 240. And we use a relay to switch that, to control that. Okay. But we're able to do it with very low voltage. So we can actually electrically isolate the circuit of the coffee maker and the NetDuino. And so,
because you don't want to put 110 into the net.
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to juice the NetDuino like that.
So I mean, it's powerful enough by itself at 3 volts.
That's right. So so a relay just allows you to control like other types of electricity. So here I have 3.3 volt DC, and over here I have 110 volt AC.
Got it.
And this is kind of where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, when in terms of connected things. And this is, you know, this is the genesis of like a connected appliance, if you will. So yeah. if you're wanting to do something like this at home, then you need a relay because you want to control your household electricity.
Got it.
And you know, that's how you do it.
Perfect.
So that's what I've got right there. And then these two power buses here, just this is plugged into the household electricity down below. And I've just separated the hot lead and the neutral lead. And then here I've got a repurposed
iPhone adapter.
That's right. Because I want to be able to power the NetDuino, and I could plug it into my computer, of course.
Yeah.
But I want this to be sitting on my counter. I want it to be self-contained.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these iPhone adapters are great. They're like $3 at the gas station.
Yeah.
And you know, so they're a dime a dozen, and they are very easy to use because the NetDuino can be powered by USB. And so instead of having like one of those silly 9-volt adapter things that, you know, people have, I thought, you know, why don't I just use a USB adapter? And then I've got that wired into the same power bus as my coffee maker. So it says like a very self-contained unit.
So you could like slap this onto a back if you were doing this for a fridge or the coffee. You could literally mount it then because everything
is right.
And there's only, you can't really see it on there, but there's only one power cable coming down here that's being plugged in. So there's not a whole bunch of stuff that's all rigged up. There's just one power cable being plugged in, like you would expect. Like it's one Wi-Fi enabled appliance, not two separate things. It really is one thing.
That's right. And you could take this design, and if you wanted to make a product out of this, and you wanted to make, you know, the James Montemagno powered fancy coffee maker, then you could do that. You could take this same design and you could miniaturize it, and you could basically integrate it into your product. And so you can move from the sort of prototyping fun phase into a product phase, and it'd be very easy.
Very cool. So how did you build this then? So you said that there's a web server running on the NetDuino, and then there's actually a mobile app associated with it. So how would someone that wants to get started do this?
Yeah, that's right. So there's three pieces to this. There's power control. Then this is a NetDuino Wi-Fi model. So I've got a web server running on there with a kind of a modern JSON endpoint.
Oh, nice.
To control it. And then there is the, as you said, there's the Xamarin mobile app, which we can see.
Get it up on the screen.
Back here. And so the app is very simple. You hit the start button, and boom, on goes the coffee maker.
It goes on. It was actually like, if it's there, it's actually got some tea in here, locally provided by Microsoft.
That's right. So we're going to leave it on.
And we'll leave it on. It'll actually start brewing.
Yeah, we'll brew some tea. And I can show you the control for the NetDuino portion of this is very, very simple. So if we look at it, we can take a look at the code here. So this is the application host code, and this is the application that actually runs on the NetDuino.
So there's one application that runs at a time, and this just looks like C Sharp. This is Visual Studio for Mac. I assume I could use Visual Studio 2017.
You can use 2015, 2013. 15. We don't have support for 2017, but we're working on it.
Coming soon, okay.
Yeah, coming soon. And so the code is very simple. This is actually, this is how we define our web API endpoint. And so we're using this thing called Maple Server, which is a server that we built designed for Netuino. And it's very lightweight, very easy to use, modern. It's got JSON built in. And it's really fantastic. So
let me get this straight. So it's an application, but then you're saying that inside of that application is hosting a web server called Maple.
Yes, that's right.
So now, that's new. I don't think I've ever heard that before with the Net, because I've played around the Netuino, but
yeah.
I do a lot of stuff, communication or plug it in. But
yeah.
So now you're saying that literally like a little web server is going to be deployed with my app that
that's
I can
right.
communicate with.
Yeah, it's all part of the app.
How did you get that into the app?
So we've published Maple as a NuGet package.
Oh,
so you
cool.
just go to NuGet and you type in Maple and it comes up in Maple server.
Yeah.
And then you just add it.
Oh, cool.
It's super easy.
Cool.
And when you, to create an endpoint, you simply inherit from request handler based, you can call it whatever you want, and then your methods, we do some reflection and we go through your methods and look for get and post methods.
Got
so what
it.
We
okay.
have here is we have get status, post turn on, and post turn off. And those correspond to endpoints of status, turn on, and turn off. And status is a get request, and turn on and turn off are post requests.
Cool.
And it's incredibly easy to control this the relay because the relay is simply a digital I/O port.
Got it. So it's like on off. Basically.
That's right. That's yeah. right. So I have this class called ports. And here I'm creating a GPIO pin D1. So what that is general purpose IO, and it's a digital pin 1. So that is that corresponds to this digital header over here, and that's pin 1.
Oh, cool.
And so to turn this on and off, I'm also, by the way, creating an onboard LED port so that when it is on, we have a visual cue, a visual reference that it's on.
Yeah, and now like our coffee is brewing.
Yeah, that's right, our coffee tea there.
We'll go ahead and...
Yeah, turn that off.
Bam. Smells delicious.
And that's basically it. When I want to turn it on, I simply write true to that pin. So here it is, my GPIO pin 1, and I write in this case the val would be true, toggle power, I would say true, and that's it. That powers that pin, which then turns on the relay, and then the 110 electricity flows.
So is that ports and the GPIO, is that coming them from what? Because that's not part of Maple, that's part of...
So that's part of the .NET Micro Framework.
Ah,
so the .NET Micro Framework exposes the hardware through a strongly typed .NET API.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so and there's there's all kinds of stuff in there that you can do beyond just the simple ports. There's all sorts of great, there's pulse width modulation, PWM generators and stuff, so you can do more fancy stuff with it. And just about anything that you want to do in terms of hardware, you can do with this.
Yeah, so it seems like, so now my app is more than just me controlling the ports. I have this web server that I can communicate over Wi-Fi, and then I have all the access to anything on the actual Netuino. So there's kind of like two multiple things in here. It's kind of like I would expect where I have a RESTful API and then instead of interacting with my database like I usually do in a mobile app, I'm literally interacting with hardware. Which is
yeah,
super
that's
cool.
right, which is
nice.
Awesome. So
yeah.
Now it's 6 o'clock in the morning when it's too cold to get out of bed, you can grab your mobile device and you hit the big button and you have coffee ready for you.
Very cool. So then the mobile app component of this, I assume, is just is talking to the RESTful service then.
That's right. Yeah. So the mobile app is very simple. It's just a Xamarin Forms application. And let me find it here. Should have had this one open for you. Connected coffee maker. By the way, all this code is up on our
on the
Git repo.
So we
yeah.
can go ahead and link to all that in the show notes. So you can actually just download it, open it, get all the parts and everything that you need, which is super cool.
That's right.
Appliance remote. There we go. Cool.
Yeah. So it's under the connected coffee maker directory in our Netuino samples repo.
Yeah. So this is kind of nice. This is a Xamarin Forms app, so it could literally run on any single.
That's right.
Anywhere, right? Yeah.
That's right.
So you could actually be
Android,
on your Mac
iOS or
yeah, or now and anywhere. So it's just super cool. Nice.
Yeah, and the app is very simple. It's got just a couple of views. It's got the homepage, which you saw, which is this with the big button, and then it's got a configure page where you can specify the IP of the web server. In this case, it's just a local one there. And it's like I said, it's very simple to control this. We're using HTTP client. There's nothing fancy in here. We're creating a GET request. Sending that over to the web API and then displaying status.
Boom. Super simple. It's code that I've written all the time. I'm interacting with an awesome piece of hardware.
That's right. Our very, very simple UI. It's all written in XAML. There's three items on the homepage. It's very simple, very easy to do.
Buttons and labels.
Buttons and labels.
That's what apps are, buttons and labels. So
that's right.
So how would someone go about getting this, and what is Wilderness Labs in relationship with Netduino? Is Netduino Wilderness Labs then, basically?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So back in December, we acquired Netduino. Netduino was going away, so to speak, and we rescued it.
Revived it.
We rescued it from the flames of tech death, and we have built up a new community and a real developer platform around this. And so, if you check out our site, wildernesslabs.co, you can buy a Netduino. You just come to the homepage, choose a Netduino, and you can buy on Amazon, or you can buy worldwide on Mouser.com.
Oh, and there's a bunch of different ones. So what's the difference here between the different ones for anyone looking?
So there's two sort of levels. There's Netduino 2 and there's Netduino 3. And within each level is different models in terms of connectivity. So my favorite is N3 Wi-Fi. It's our only Wi-Fi version, and so that one gives that one's the most powerful Netduino we have. It's a meg and a half of code flash storage, it takes a micro SD card in there, so you basically have like a little hard drive, and it's $70 on Amazon, and you can get an N2, the lowest model, which doesn't have network connectivity, but will take like a network shield if you want to add that on your own.
Oh, God, so you want to roll your own network.
That's right. And so that's $35. So, somewhere between $35 and $70, you can get one of these Netduino boards. And we have fantastic, we've got some fantastic developer documentation.
Oh, wow, look at this. So. Yeah, I know, and you help lead the charge of the documentation team at Xamarin University at Xamarin, so I'd imagine
that's
the documentation's
right.
got to be
that's
pretty good.
That's right, yeah. So I spent a lot of time writing docs.
I think that for me is like, when I look at IoT devices, it's like, oh, this is a really cool thing, but what can I do with it, right? I'm not a hardware person, right? I didn't specialize in electrical engineering or anything like that, so... Like something visual like this and just loads of documentation, like I want to go do this thing, right? How do I do it?
So, and you want to hook up sensors or something. You don't want to have to put your hardware hat on. You just want to grab the sensor, you want to plug it in and go. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to make that really easy.
So is it like documentation for basically everything that you can think of?
That's right. And we also have a fantastic tutorial that we're writing and publishing around electronics. So if you're absolutely new to electronics and you want to learn from the ground up, we have this great, there's a great tutorial that we've been publishing.
Oh, cool.
So it starts with atoms and goes from there. Yeah.
Very cool. Nice. And then is there a whole community now around this stuff? What else is in here?
That's right. So if you're at the site and you click on community, then you get to our community forums site. And this is very active. There's a lot of people on there to answer your questions. And if you want to team up on a project or something, I know that some folks are doing some MIDI work.
Oh, cool.
They're trying to control instruments via Netduino.
Yeah, that's
so that's pretty awesome. They're teaming up on the community site. But, if hardware can be sort of mystifying. And if you have questions and you need help, then the community site's a great place to start and get some answers.
Nice. So you would say Wilderness Labs not only is Netduino, but its entire... ecosystem around Netduino, right? It's not
that's
a way
right.
just to buy it, but to learn and then also grow.
That's absolutely
that,
right.
That could literally be your slogan on the website.
That's right. Very cool.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're working on some secret stuff as well to further the platform. Um, We'll talk about that probably next time I'm on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to have you come back.
The next IoT stuff, connected things.
Very right, but you can go out, pick up all this stuff today, read all the documentation, we'll have all the source in there. That's super awesome.
That's right. Yeah. And if you visit our blog, there's a step-by-step tutorial of how to build this actual thing.
So, the
connected coffee maker, starting from zero, starting from building this, the control circuit, to the web API stuff, and also the Xamarin mobile app, and putting it all together. So there's a fantastic series there on the blog.
Awesome. Cool. Anything else you want to mention, Brian?
Oh, I think that's it. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it because to me, we did more than just flash a light bulb. This thing actually brewed some tea.
Yeah, brewed some tea.
I forgot to bring in some ground coffee this morning, but I grabbed some tea bags.
We got the tea.
Got the tea. Awesome. Brian, thank you so much
for
coming on. It's been a delight, as always, to always catch up with you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for tuning in. Make sure you check all the links in the show notes below. And don't forget to subscribe. It's up over there, down there on YouTube. Who knows? But when you click that subscribe button, you'll get instant notifications each and every week in your inbox, letting you know when there's a brand new Xamarin Show. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been the Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching.